In an unusual move, the Immigration and Naturalization Service has invited the Mexican government to open an office on U.S. soil right inside the San Diego International Border Station. The idea has brought strong opposition from customs inspectors who work at that station and from people who see the move as a violation of national sovereignty. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Kerry Kahn reports.
San Diego's INS director, Mark Reed, pulls back the blinds on two large picture windows at the immigration building and looks out as hundreds of cars inch their way across the border. Reed says more than 100,000 people cross every day into San Diego from Tijuana.
Well, you see that faded yellow line out there? It's not far. It's not far. So if we want this port to work, we have to depend on the Mexicans. This is not a one-sided endeavor. There's two sides of this border, and if they don't play, we fail. Simple as that.
Reed says things are much better now. New computer upgrades and sophisticated scanners are making INS agents' job a lot more efficient as they inspect documents of thousands of tourists and Mexican nationals filing through the port daily. But Reed says he's still receiving dozens of complaints monthly from Mexican citizens. The complaints range from rudeness to outright human rights abuses. Diplomatic channels are inefficient, and Reed laments sometimes a month passes while the complaint is mailed back and forth between the INS and the Mexican consulate. Reed says the majority of complaints are minor and unfounded, but the time delay looks bad for his office.
That takes up an awful lot of time, my time, our time, and it really creates an atmosphere in which it looks like we're just going through the process and we're really not taking any of this stuff seriously. The Mexican consul ends up with a one-liner from us saying it's not substantiated, and here they've read about this horrendous allegation.
The most difficult situation facing port authorities, says Reed, is when minors try and cross into the U.S. unaccompanied, or illegal immigrants with small children are arrested. U.S. authorities don't have the facilities to deal with juveniles. Reed says that's why he's proposed stationing a Mexican official inside the station to help mediate these problems right on the spot. Downstairs in the border complex, Reed walks through the immigration inspection area. Here, half a dozen agents sit at computer stations behind a chest-high counter, interviewing people waiting to cross the border. Reed is giving a tour to Bill King, a former Border Patrol agent.
That would be where the Mexican consul would be, just through those doors and then down that office.
King came down to the port of entry to let Reed know he's not happy with his plan to put a foreign agent in a U.S. immigration facility. King says that's a violation of national sovereignty.
I just have very little faith in the Mexican government. I'm no longer employed by the government, and based on my own experiences, I see the bulk of that government as a corrupt operation. They don't have a good track record.
King co-authored California's anti-illegal immigration initiative, Proposition 187, and now heads up a group of activists pushing for tighter immigration controls. Via radio talk shows and the internet, he and other activists have been spearheading opposition to Reed's plan. Reed says the critics come from a different era. The border is a different place than when they worked here. There's more binational cooperation. While Reed may have convinced a few critics that his plan is viable, he still has to win over several disgruntled INS inspectors. Mike McGee, president of the INS Inspectors Union, says agents were so concerned about having a Mexican officer in the immigration complex that they filed a formal grievance.
You know, it's bad enough having a supervisor trying to second-guess you, but having someone who's not an immigration officer, not trained in our law, looking over your shoulder and second-guessing your work, that's a valid concern.
McGee says management and the union are negotiating a compromise. San Diego's Mexican consul, Luis Herrera Lasso, says the border office is a very practical solution to a bureaucratic problem.
Of course, there is nothing to do with sovereignty, because if we would do something which is not accepted or we are not invited by the U.S. authorities, then you can talk about problems of sovereignty. But we are acting according to the agreements that we have, the international agreements.
But some immigration reform activists say the controversy over stationing a foreign official at the border has just scratched the surface of a larger binational problem. Ira Melman is with the Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform. He says the Mexican government's activities here in the U.S. on behalf of a growing number of Mexican nationals must be limited.
it is a legitimate function of a government to look out for the well-being of the people who are living abroad. But when it begins to interfere in the internal policies of a foreign country, that does become a concern. These really are domestic issues, domestic policies of the United States, and we ought to be free to make these decisions on our own.
Millman says that question must be answered if closer cooperation between U.S. and Mexican authorities is to be endorsed by the public. For National Public Radio, I'm Carrie Kahn in San Diego.